This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I'd like to call to order the Senate Ag and Natural Resource Committee. At this time, I'd like to greet the listeners on the internet, and I'd also like to welcome any of the guests that we have on hand here in person. We'd also like to ask the pages to come forward and introduce themselves, tell us a little about who you are, where you're from, and where you're going.
Good morning. My name is Claire St. Pierre. I'm from Hayti, South Dakota. I go to the Hamlin Education Center where I'm a senior, and I plan on going to Lake Area Tech for cosmetology.
Hello. My name is Abiana Weinzettel, and I'm from Wall, South Dakota. I'm a junior, but I plan on going to BH and getting my business and economics degree.
Thank you for that. At this time, I'd like to remind everyone to turn their cell phones off, and I would also like to have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Blair?
Here.
Ewing?
Here.
Kalm?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Soholt?
Here.
Foster?
Here.
Heinert? Excused. Youngberg?
Here.
Kamak?
Here.
There is a quorum.
We have a quorum. At this time, I would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Moved by Klum, seconded by Youngberg. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The minutes are approved. I'd also like to remind any testifiers to make sure you sign in at the podium in the back. Sign in legibly. And I'd like to also remind testifiers that any handouts will be distributed by the pages, and questions for the committee will be addressed through the chair. And at this time, we will consider the bills that are before us, and that would be Senate Bill 53 to provide for a discount for senior citizens for state parks and recreational areas. Welcome, Senator Otten.
Thank you, Chairman Kamak. Ernie Otten, District 6, which includes Southern Sioux Falls, Lenox, Harrisburg, and Tea. This bill that you see before you was brought to me by a constituent, and as with all things, you start, considering the bill itself. You figure, well, all right, where's it going to come? And then I started thinking about actually this committee here. And I started thinking about how many times that we've, over the 8 years that I've been in this committee, that we've actually dealt with hunting issues of our youth, trying to get the youth involved out there in the great outdoors. And those numbers seemingly are getting less and less as time progresses. And a lot of the times that, whether it be a new program, we're spending a degree of money, whether that money is allocated or whether we just start a program and then it is taken just out of the general bill out of game, fish, and parks. So then I thought, well, maybe it is. Let's put a great workforce on this thing, and that's the grandparents. Let's get them out there working for us, taking the grandkids instead of the video arcade. Let's take them out to Palisades or wherever it might be, one of our state parks. So then as I started going back through it, I actually started thinking about when I was a kid and going out with my granddad, and I could never figure out why when he was out on the lake. And there was a period that, when you get close to water, there's certain things that you have to do. And lo and behold, he'd always tell me, he says, now watch, I'm going to catch a fish. And lo and behold, he'd catch a fish. Huh. It was only until I was in my mid-40s that I figured out that the fish was already on the line before he was doing whatever he was doing. Good memories. Well, anyway, that is my entire pitch, except for, here's the last part. Our state parks receive about $8 million in revenue funds, and they are based off our license receipts. FY19, that was at the $8 million. Those of South Dakotans who are over 65 years of age is 16.6%, which is $1.3 million, and that takes about $130,000 cut. Now, I would ask you then to figure that we're also going to have an increase in these funds. It might be less than 130, might even be neutral. We don't know. There might even be such a surge of people coming forward to want to get involved with this that it might gain us money. The last thing, being on taxation for all these years, as I already know what's coming, one of the things that we're in South Dakota that we pride ourselves on is we are a broad tax base. We tax anything and everything and make sure that it's equal, and that way the funds aren't skewed one side or the other. And what you might be thinking of, this could be a slippery slope. I mean, what other groups now are going to say, give me my 10%. The beauty about this proposal that you've got in front of you, every special interest group in South Dakota is eligible for it. All you have to do is wait until you're 65. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I will rest.
Thank you for that. Do we have any further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Eric Nelson, and I work for AARP South Dakota, and I am our registered lobbyist. I am here today on behalf of our 110,000 members across the state asking you to support Senate Bill 53. Over the years, especially in recent years, AARP South Dakota has worked to provide opportunities for our members to have an active, outdoor, healthy lifestyle. And some of those opportunities have come at our state parks as far as nature hikes and many other things. And so we see this bill as an extension of our support to keep our members active and outdoors and utilizing our state parks. And we ask you to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further proponent testimony? Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks and Recreations Division. First of all, I'd like to thank Senator Otten and I guess AARP, too, for the recent mailings. I'm getting up there in age where they're starting to recruit me. So I'd like to thank Senator Otten for the, reminding us that we can do more to get all people outside, not just seniors. We need to get people outside and active in our state parks, and state parks can play a major role in increasing that participation. I think Senate Bill 53 is well-intended legislation, but I believe it misses the mark, and I'd like to share three major reasons why I think Senate Bill 53 falls short. First one is I think state parks are already a great value. You know, if we take a look at our $36 annual pass, unfettered access to 103,000 acres, state parks provide trails, beaches, boat ramps, picnic areas, fishing docks, campgrounds, visitor centers, historic and cultural sites, disc golf, shooting ranges, fish cleaning stations, and I think the list goes on. And when you look at the number of things that you can access for that $36, I believe we're a great value. When you look at our camping, which this bill also covers camping, and I think Senator Otten and I probably need to visit. I don't believe his numbers included the camping. I believe it was just the entrance. That's correct. When you look at the camping experiences that we can and the variety that we can offer across the state, from Sechi Hollow to Shade Hill and from Angostura to Lewis and Clark, there's all kinds of different camping opportunities. And it takes some money to maintain those, but we think $36 to get into all of those areas on a statewide basis or $8 a day, we think those are very fair dollars or fair pricing. We also provide a bunch of programming, as Senator Otten's, the gentleman from AARP mentioned. We do all kinds of different events for groups, and I think that includes the folks that are targeted with this bill. But we also do education for young folks, outdoor education training, and the list goes on. The second point is that there would be a fiscal impact to this bill, as Senator Otten mentioned. We estimated the fiscal impact at between $200,000 and $350,000, and that again was based on both park entrance and camping, which are included in the bill. This bill doesn't provide any replacement source of revenue. It basically just allows for a discount and a reduction in the available funds for the park division to operate. We've always operated under a premise that if everybody pays a little, nobody pays a lot. And every time that we've seen this in state government, we've seen it within the agencies, that we take that burden off of someone, it naturally gets shifted to someone else. So if seniors aren't paying, it doesn't reduce our operational costs. We would have to shift that cost to maybe it's younger folks or whoever that might be. Senate Bill 53 potentially creates a problem, an increase in operational expense for our division. With any discount, as we've seen throughout society, there are going to be folks that take advantage of that. And so therefore, we may have to create a system that makes sure that the chair doesn't get more than he's rightly able to get out of this. And so if we have a senior citizen that comes in and makes a reservation for five or six different campgrounds, all of those campsites would all be discounted. He may not be occupying those, but it's definitely there's the opportunity for misuse, and that would be part of our operation, would be to monitor that. The third point is that it's really unknown if this bill will have the desired effect. The bill targets an age group, the age group is not based on the capacity for anyone's ability to afford the entrance license. Financial capabilities of senior citizens vary just like they do for any other group. We have young folks that have the ability to pay for these services, we have young folks that aren't able to. So it doesn't identify a need-based approach to this discount. It simply targets a group. And I think the other point is that in order for this legislation to have the desired effect, we would need to know that the current price structure does have a negative effect on the age class that it targets. And I don't believe that we've got any data to support that the pricing is not where it should be, or that it needs to be discounted, and that would create more activity within the state parks. As we heard before, I think that we can probably find a bunch of different groups that we think deserve a discount. They could be law enforcement officers, they could be clergy, teachers, single parents, farmers, state employees, and I think the list goes on. And I think all of us would probably sit up here and say yes, everybody deserves a discount. And I would say that if we could operate state parks in the same fashion that we're currently operating them, on a $5 pass for everybody in the world, we would certainly do that. But the fact of the matter is, we have operational costs, we have employees to pay. Those costs go up, as you've seen, across state government and in your own private businesses, and we need to make sure that those are funded and keep the level of service within state parks that our customers have come to appreciate. So in closing, I would ask you to oppose Senate Bill 53 on the basis that our state parks are a great value, that Senate Bill 53 could have significant fiscal impacts on the park system, and that there is no data that suggests this legislation would have the desired effect. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further opponents? Seeing none, I will give the sponsor an opportunity for rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you look before you, I had a handout on other states that do incorporate some sort of a discount in their system, and I would just ask you to take a peek at that. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I do thank you for being able to come before you.
Thank you. At this time, does the committee have any questions? Senator Ewing.
Not a question, just possibly discussion.
Go ahead.
Permissible? Certainly. I never thought I'd be sitting here because I fit into this senior citizen group now, and I should be fighting for these discounts, but...
I find that hard to believe, Senator.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that our state and the Parks Division do a fantastic job of providing all of these facilities and wonderful parks for all of us to enjoy. But I also know that over the years it's gotten very expensive to provide those type of services for the citizens of this state. And with that said, if we keep pecking away at the fees and the tax revenue and everything that this state takes in to provide these for us, we will end up in a situation where they're not going to be able to provide that type of service. And as the gentleman from the parks said, that cost will have to be put onto another piece or other people. So I will be opposing this bill today for those reasons. Thank you.
Any further questions or discussion? If there's no further questions, I will open it up for committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Ewing.
I guess if nobody wants to speak, I'll go ahead and take a wild stab at this, and I would make a motion to send Senate Bill 53 to the 41st day.
It's been moved by Senator Ewing to send excuse me, Senate Bill 53 to the 41st day. Is there a second? Seconded by Senator Klum. Any further discussion? Senator Sol.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I just want to thank the good senator from T area for bringing this forward just so we could have a discussion. And I think his motivation, I mean, I signed on to the bill just so we could, you know, open up the conversation. But in getting here and seeing kind of where we're at with all of our revenues, and it's just really not the right fiscal time to go backwards in any kind of support where they're depending on it for the expenses that they have within a department. And I also think that we have a very fair fee for getting into access to all of these different parks at this time. And so I do believe this is something that we should consider in the future. And I thank the senator for bringing it forward so we could talk about it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Senator Blair.
I do thank the good senator also for bringing it to our attention, but I think he made some great points, and I think that the department should take a note of, we have focused on the youth, and I think we have a great opportunity for the grandparents and things that I think we need to look at, and I think AARP would be inclined to agree, is access for those grandparents, maybe having preference closer to the restrooms or closer to the entrances when you have camping, making sure that if they're disabled, that they have, we're making sure that they have priority and that they will not have be infringed upon using them access. You know, a lot of times when you get a camping site, everybody wants to get close to the restrooms. If somehow people that are older, like we are could have some preference, or just look into areas where at least we can enable them to use those benefits that we have. We have great benefits, great parks, but if this isn't a way to allow that, I think another way to do that is just to make sure that they have access and ability to do that with those grandkids, and those grandkids bring other kids, and I think we need to really look at that area and when we focus on our parks and areas.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, the motion before us, moved by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Klum, is to defer Senate Bill 53 to the 41st day. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Blair.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Otten. No. Sohold. Aye. Foster.
No.
Heinert?
Aye.
Youngberg?
Aye.
Kamak?
Heinert votes no.
Kamak?
Aye.
6-3.
Okay. Having received a majority vote, the Senate Bill 53 will be deferred to the 41st day. At this time, we were scheduled to have a briefing from DNR, and there was a scheduling conflict with appropriations, and it seems like they think appropriations is more important than us, so we will defer that to another day. With that, if there's no further business to be brought before the committee. Senator Klum moves to adjourn, seconded by Senator Blair. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? We're adjourned.